Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Megan Chambers here to talk about Portable Southeast. Thank you, Megan, for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Portable Southeast, this is something that I hadn't heard of, and I don't have to feel guilty about it because it's in its inaugural season. What is Portable Southeast?
Portable Southeast is a traveling art exhibit that is funded by the Alaska State Council on the Arts and then sponsored and program managed by the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council, where I used to work and I contract for now. And the show goes to six communities across Southeast Alaska over 6 months. So it started in January. It'll end in June. We're about halfway through in Sitka. And it features artworks from artists across Southeast Alaska, spanning all the way from Northern Southeast Alaska to Southern. And it's a really cool opportunity for artwork to be shown in places that it may not, aren't traditional visual art spaces. So it's showing in a variety of venues, which is really cool. And then it's a great opportunity for artists to get outside their hometown and to have their art shown in multiple communities, which there aren't a ton of opportunities for that unless you're applying for a really big show in another community at a state museum or a local museum.
Yeah, it's hard enough to get ourselves out of these different, out of our communities, especially in this time of year. It's a complicated matter. So to bring your art out too is extra tricky and maybe not always on someone's, you know, top priority. So this is, yeah, a great opportunity for you to share your art and for all of us to take advantage and get to see it in return. So what was the inspiration for this type of traveling art show?
You know, I saw a similar show in Scotland years ago when I was traveling. I was in a little coastal community that was, you know, rugged outer coast in Scotland, and it didn't have a ton going on in the town, except it was very clear that art was a huge part of their community. And I stopped by a community art center there and saw this traveling art show that went around Scotland, Portugal, Spain, and a few other communities, and a light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, this is perfect for Southeast Alaska. We've got to do this. At the time, we didn't have enough funding. It's logistically complicated to take art and send it to six different communities, especially in the winter, spring in Southeast Alaska. But then last year in 2022, the Arts Council in Juneau applied for a grant through the Alaska State Council on the Arts. With this mission in mind, they received it, and now Portable Southeast is born and come to life some years later. So they asked me to hop back on managing the project, and I was thrilled to be asked.
Amazing. So as you were saying, it is complicated, a lot of logistics for getting different pieces of, you know, of many different forms to many different communities. What was the curation, the application process? What were you asking of artists, and what were the requirements in order to make this actually feasible?
We wanted the show to be a very open call for art, open to all abilities, experience levels, ages. There was no application fee, which is also great. So financially, that can be a big barrier for people to applying. And then it was also visual art, sculptural works, all media were included. The only stipulation, because we knew it would be traveling to so many places and we don't have unlimited funds, is that it had to be small enough to fit when the artist mailed it to us in a USPS box of any size. So either a larger regional rate box or a flat rate box. I'm sure we're all intimately familiar with USPS.
Oh, yes. And yeah, we've all played that game of Tetris.
Yeah, totally. And that way we knew that we wouldn't be transporting like really heavy, really big sculptural pieces that we'd love to eventually. But in this very first year, we didn't want to risk. So, yeah. And then the cultural or the curation panel was made up of artists or community leaders across Southeast Alaska too. So it was not just Juneau curating and accepting artists and their pieces into the show. It was a really diverse panel of artists and leaders across Southeast Alaska, often from within the towns that the art was going to visit. So that was a really nice opportunity to bring in multiple facets of each community. We've got artists that are applying and were accepted into the show. We have curators from across Southeast, and then we also have businesses and organizations that are hosting the show across Southeast. So a really nice network of all kinds of people that are making the show come together.
Wonderful. And how many artists do we have as part of the show? How many were able to fit in those USPS boxes?
We have 25 pieces total, and I think just over 20 artists. A few artists got multiple pieces into the show. And then we started, application-wise, we started around over 40 or 50 pieces and over 30 artists.
Wow.
No, excuse me, 20-ish artists. Each artist was accepted into the show this year, which I think is really special. And then sometimes they got a single piece in, sometimes they got multiple pieces in.
Got it. So for folks who want to see this traveling art show, it's going to be in Sitka for the month of March at Harbor Mountain Brewing Company. Is there any like entry fee in order to see this? How can someone just go in and see it?
Yeah, no entry fee. Thank you so much to Harbor Mountain for hosting the exhibit in March. They've been wonderful partners and a joy to work with, and have always been really supportive of art in our communities. So anytime the tap room is open, I want to say hours are something around 11-ish or noonish to 8, but don't quote me on that because I don't live in Sitka.
They'll have it posted on their website for sure.
Excellent. I think the only stipulation is because it's an industry in the alcohol business, if you are under 21, you need to be accompanied by a parent or a guardian. But please go in. I encourage you to patronize their business. So get a soda or a beer or some food and enjoy the art on the walls.
So when we're going in to see these pieces, is there a particular like order that we should be experiencing them? Is there any information there that'll kind of give us more information about the show, about the pieces?
Definitely no particular order, although there will be a plaque on the wall that explains the show and where it's visiting and the names and the artists and where they're from. So I encourage you to start there and then walk around the room. The photos I've seen, it's all over the tap room. It looks wonderful. They've done a really good job hanging the show. There's all kinds of visual art. There's a sculptural piece that hangs from the ceiling, and there are two basketry some weaving projects that are in there that are gorgeous as well. So a nice array of media to look at.
Wonderful. And is this something where if someone really falls in love with one of these pieces, wants to bring them home, is there an option for that, for purchasing these pieces of art? And how does that work as a traveling exhibit?
Great question. Yes, they are for sale. I'd say almost all of them for sale. Some of them are coming from people's private collections at home, and some may not be every single piece for sale. The little title cards underneath each piece will list that. We very consciously chose not to put the art on sale until June,
okay,
its final resting stop, because we didn't want it to sell out early on in the show. And so everyone will have the same access to purchase in June when it goes online for sale the first Friday in June. And that'll be online. You don't have to be in person, of course, in Juneau to buy the art. But there's a QR code. So scan that code with your phone. It's pretty easy these days. And bookmark that link. And we'll do lots of posting on social media to remind people that it'll go up for sale in June.
Awesome. Yeah, I was thinking you don't want to shortchange the people involved or the communities down the line. But it's still also such a great opportunity for not only to show artwork in other communities, but to have artwork find its home in new communities, too.
Totally. I know. I'm excited. We'll collect all the artwork and then mail it either back to the artist or out to their new owners at the end of June.
Awesome. And this is the first year. Are you hoping to have a second year? What, I know there's a lot of different pieces that go involved into making this happen.
Absolutely. We totally hope to do it again. We're not sure if this particular grant will be available through the State Council for multiple years. We're looking at other grants that we would meet the criteria for. And so we're hopeful for future funding. If not, the community feedback has been so positive and everyone that has worked on the project has been really generous with their time. I do want to say that every single person that's worked on the project was paid for, or was paid by the grant. And so it was important to us that we recognize their time and experience in helping with the project. And hopefully all those artists will get paid too, but we'll work as hard as we can to make sure that the show continues and to have it be an annual or maybe every other year, depending on funding availability.
Awesome. So that original grant was coming from the State Council of the Arts?
Correct, the Alaska State Council on the Arts.
Awesome. Well, goodness, we're basically out of time here this morning, but thank you, Megan, so much for coming on this morning and for having that little idea that turned into this whole traveling art show of Portable Southeast. So it'll be here in Sitka at the Harbor Mountain Brewing Company tasting room through the end of March, I think the last Friday, March 31st.
Correct.
So anytime the tasting room's open, the art is there too. Amazing. Well, thank you again, Megan, so much for coming on this morning and for making Portable Southeast a thing for all of us to enjoy.
Thanks so much for having me.